Good morning, everyone. The time is 10 a.m. and today is February 27th. This is the Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing. My name is Megan Alton, and I'm the hearing officer today. There's one item on the agenda, and that is the Ross Valley Nursery School conditional use permit and CEQA exemption. Before I start the hearing, if you would like to make comments on the project, please fill out the speaker card. Be sure to write your name and provide those speaker cards to the secretary here to my left. The meeting is being recorded, so please speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourself. Please direct all comments to me, and each speaker will be given 3 minutes for testimony, and the applicant will be given 5 minutes if they choose to speak. The applicant is requesting a conditional use permit amendment to approve the increase to the maximum capacity of students enrolled from at the Ross Valley Nursery School from 40 to 59 at the existing school, which has been in operation under a conditional use permit since 1968. Other site improvements would include interior modifications to convert the existing office space and entryway into additional classroom areas. A conditional use permit amendment approval is required pursuant to Marin County Code section 2210 table 2-3 because the proposed project is changing the operations to the existing conditional use permit. Erin Yata was a staff planner processing this project. Erin, are there any additional correspondence?
No.
Thank you. I'm going to open the public hearing. Please note that, again, the meeting is being recorded, and that we kindly ask you to speak clearly into the microphone. Do we have any public comments? You can hand those to Michelle. And I'm just going to get started. So, Misty, go ahead. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Bernadette. Yes.
And is the microphone on?
Push the button. You can just push the button on there, and it will light up. There you go. Now it is on. Go
on.
Ahead.
Okay. All right. So, good morning. My name is Bernadette McCarthy, and I have the great honor and privilege of being the director of Ross Valley Nursery School. Ross Valley Nursery School is more than just a preschool. It's a beloved institution that has been at the heart of our community for generations. Families cherish RVNS so deeply that we receive calls from parents at the hospital while they're still there, eager to secure a spot for their newborns on our wait list. That's true. This overwhelming demand is a testament to the lasting impact of our school and the trust our families place in us. Since its early beginnings as a parent co-op in 1951, RVNS joyfully provided the best possible play-based early childhood education experience for 2.5-year-olds to 5-year-olds in our local community. I often have the pleasure of giving tours to prospective moms and dads who are filled with nostalgia as they enter the very preschool they attended as young children decades ago. Our incredible team of teachers collaborates every single day to create the magic that happens at RVNS. They share an unshakable belief in our school's philosophy and gift the best possible early childhood experience to every single boy and girl, little boy and girl, who walks through our doors. And they're our secret sauce. Our wish to increase our capacity is not just about growth. It's about serving the families who need us now more than ever. The needs of our community have grown, and we are committed to ensuring that more children can experience the joy, learning, and connection that RVNS defines. Every child deserves the opportunity to start their educational journey in a place filled with warmth, play, and nurturing guidance. 74 years of history and enduring traditions are at the very core of what makes RVNS such a special place for children in our community. The close connection between school and families creates a strong and supportive network where generations continue to thrive. Our families form lifelong relationships and friendships with each other and nurture an extended community beyond our school walls, where simple acts of kindness remain the hallmark of our community. By expanding, we'll be able to welcome more families into our loving community, continue our tradition of excellence, and support the generation of children who will carry the spirit of RVNS forward. Ross Valley Nursery School has been a treasured resource for 74 years, and with your support, we can ensure its legacy continues to thrive for many years to come. On behalf of Ross Valley Nursery School, thanks for your consideration.
Misty?
My name is Misty Gibbs, and I'm here to speak in support of Ross Valley Nursery School and their efforts to expand capacity from 40 to 59 students. So my family was one of the families that Bernie mentioned, where I was approached by a nurse in the hospital after giving birth to my first child, and she said, get on the wait list at RVNS. And that was at UCSF Mission Bay. So RVNS's reputation precedes it, and I'd like to tell you why I think that is. Over the last 5 years, I've had the honor of graduating two little girls from RVNS. Never once did my children not want to go to school. They barreled through the front doors every day with so much gusto that it almost hurt my mom heart to see them go. And even now, as well-rounded second graders and a kindergartner, they still ask to go and visit their RVNS teachers in their preschool. This is because RVNS weaves itself into their learners' hearts in an invaluable and an indelible lifelong way. In our time at the preschool, I had the honor of serving in many roles at RVNS, the most distinguished being the role of president of the RVNS Board of Trustees for 2.5 years, helping to guide RVNS through the COVID-19 pandemic. This gave me the distinct vantage point of not just a parent learning to let go little by little of my babies, but of a steward of operations, learning the inside workings of RVNS. And I can say with full confidence that RVNS is an institution like no other. With certified early education teachers, expertly crafted play-based program curriculum, pure of heart and neighborly leadership, and they are community-driven and always concerned with dotting the I's and crossing the T's. But above all, RVNS is entirely devoted to cultivating the strength and joy in our children and to fostering a lifelong love of learning. I've never experienced RVNS deviating from its core values of social and emotional development, creativity, individuality, inclusion, and independent and group play. And it's this rare commitment to offering a safe space for our children and our families that gives RVNS its magic sauce. And that has helped our preschool endure for almost 75 years. So we have the support of our neighbors. We have the support of our community, current and graduated, and we hope that we have your support today, so that RVNS has the opportunity to share its very special brand of magic with even more families. Thank you.
I have one last speaker card. If anyone else would like to speak, please come up to the front and fill out a speaker card. Lindsay?
Hi, my name is Lindsay West Coons, also a mother of little Gracie and Danny, who will be attending next year. Gracie's there now, and I have to just echo Misty that it really is a special school. My kids can't wait to go, and I don't know, every time they come home, the things they learn and their growth, just their capacity always surprises me. So I just want to say that I'm writing to express my wholehearted support for Ross Valley Nursery School's conditional use permit to increase its maximum daily capacity from 40 to 59 students. As a parent and member of the RVNS community, I have witnessed firsthand the incredible impact this school has on children, on families, and I strongly believe that expanding its capacity will benefit even more families throughout Marin County. RVNS is more than just a preschool. It is a nurturing environment where children develop confidence, independence, and a lifelong love of learning through a play-based, developmentally appropriate curriculum. With a remarkable student-to-teacher ratio of 7-to-1, which is remarkable, RVNS provides individualized attention that allows each child to thrive. My own child has flourished at RVNS, forming meaningful relationships with peers and teachers while developing important social and emotional skills that will serve them well beyond this preschool. Beyond the classroom, RVNS fosters a deep sense of belonging and community for families. As a parent, I have found connection and support through this school, reinforcing the philosophy that early childhood education should be a collaborative effort between educators and families. Expanding RVNS's enrollment will allow more children to experience this truly special program while maintaining the high standards that make it such a beloved institution in Marin County. I urge you to approve this conditional use permit amendment so that Ross Valley Nursery School can continue its mission of providing exceptional earlyhood childhood education to more families. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Meredith?
Hi. Thank you for having us here today. So I'm just going to read a quick a letter that we wrote. My name is Meredith Bespresvani. My son Anton is in the pre-K program at RVNS. It's a little bit it's a little nerve-wracking. I just want to say he absolutely loves it. He's really grown. He's very shy. He also gets nervous talking to large groups. And I probably am not his best role model for it. So him going to school and being with these amazing teachers who nurture him and show him, you know, how to kind of spread his wings and how to, you know, gain confidence and all of that has just been really incredible. And so I can't say enough great things about the school, and I'm in full support of this permit being approved. I'm just going to read the letter because it helps a little bit more than just talking out loud. I'm writing to express my strong support for RVNS. Just give me a second. Woo. Sorry. To increase its maximum daily enrollment from 40 to 59 students. This expansion will allow even more children in Marin County to experience the truly special and enriching environment that RVNS provides. My family has lived in Marin for 6 years, and RVNS has been a cornerstone of our experience here. Our 4.5-year-old son, Anton, absolutely loves attending RVNS. He looks forward to school every day, and as some of the other moms have shared, he has not told me he does not want to go to school. Like, there hasn't been a day where he's woken up and said that. So that really just speaks to how, you know, cherished of an institution this is, even for the kids. He looks forward, I guess that's the next thing. He looks forward to school every day, has formed deep relationships, and has grown tremendously through the nurturing, hands-on learning approach of the dedicated teachers. The educators at RVNS work tirelessly to foster an environment where children thrive socially, emotionally, and academically. Beyond the impact of our son, RVNS has played a crucial role in helping our entire family build a strong sense of community here in Marin. Having moved here from New York without many local connections, we found friendship and support through the school's network of parents, teachers, and events. We've become more engaged in Marin through fundraisers and community activities organized by the school. We are eager to send our younger daughter to RVNS, but we also worry that without this expansion, there may not, oh my gosh, my voice. I'm sorry. I'm used to Zooms, one-on-one Zooms, so this is like being in person is a different feeling. We are also eager to send our younger daughter to RVNS, but we worry that without this expansion, there may not be space for her or other families that are seeking the same high-quality early childhood education, with potential reductions in funding for TK programs across California and Marin. The ability for private nursery schools like RVNS to serve even more families only makes that more important. The expansion will allow more children and families to benefit from the unique and deeply impactful environment that RVNS fosters, and I urge you to please approve the request so that more young learners can experience the warmth, education, and community building that RVNS provides. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last speaker card that I had. Would anyone else like to speak? Not seeing any. I'm going to close the public hearing. I guess, in response to comments, I see a community here, really. There's support. I just wrote some of the words that, that stuck out. But I kind of need to stick to the facts here. Besides, it's great that everyone came out to support. I want to say I could say more, but I understand. How about that? So, Aaron, I had a question for you. Under the condition of approval, is there a specific reason why the effective date says September 2025?
That was what the applicant had proposed.
Okay. And one of the things I guess I've been struggling with is events. I've just kind of been struggling with, so maybe someone from the school, a lot of preschools and schools have, open houses or back-to-school nights, and I saw a little bit of that in here. Can someone just maybe elaborate on that just a little bit more for me, if you come up to the microphone and
okay, so
I'm really thinking about. Oh, I think you turned it off. The red was on. I'm just thinking back to school night or open houses or enrollment events that maybe are outside of. Is it was there a 4:30 time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you could just tell me a little bit more about that.
So we start off the year with orientations for all of the families for the three. We have three different classes, three different ages. They are usually, actually always at a parent's home.
Okay.
So it's not done at school.
Okay.
Then we have...
And to go even further on that, they're also held in the evening. So if we were to ever choose to hold them at the school, there's surrounding parking lots for the Basich school as well that's open to the public in the evening.
Okay.
Then we have another event, which is a parent event. Again, it's in the evening. We don't have back to school nights as such. It's preschool, and we parents come and go whenever they want at our school, so the doors are always open. They're able to come in whenever they like, we have two or three at a time that stay. Then any kind of events around holidays that we do for the classes are done outside of school time and usually at Hal Brown Park, away from the school, not during school times. And we're always sure to let the parents know that, please don't park in the parking lot because for the very reason that you're asking the questions. And apart from that, I don't really think we have events except for the end of the year. There is an event for each class at different times, different days. When, for example, Basage is already in school, so we have it at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock to 10:30, and that's sort of goodbye at the end of the year, and that's separated into classes, so there's no more than usual than there is at drop-off time and pick-up time.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, and the reason I was really just trying to make sure that the scope of this request really captures everything that you guys do and actually need, because I don't want you have to come back.
Right.
And for something happens to be we had an open house and it wasn't explicit, but it really does sound like everything's still kind of following the hours that are provided. So thank you for that clarification.
And we don't do any full school events at one time at the school. So.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and again, with that remark, I was really just trying to make sure the scope of what was being presented to me felt or included everything, because if we needed to put more into it, I was trying to add more. So there was, but it really just seems that that you guys are within those hours of that and the use permit. So in the closing remarks, I want to say that I visited the site. I acknowledge that the preschool is between Marin Catholic and an elementary school. So I think the placement of the preschool there is great. You know, you could drop off kids at the elementary school and then drop kids off at the preschool. So, you know, therefore, I think it's an appropriate site for the preschool. And I think it's also inappropriate if, you know, you have the capacity in the building to increase the enrollment, that you should be able to do that. And so, again, I appreciate the clarification on other types of activities. However, I do want to make a few changes to the staff report, Erin. We'll need to note somewhere that this use permit supersedes any prior use permits. And then under finding A, I would like you to remove the first sentence and replace it that the proposed project is located in the R1 residential single family zoning district and under section 22.10 table 2-3. Schools are designated conditionally permitted use subject to use permit approval. And then under finding B, again, removing and modifying the first sentence, I want the numbers laid out. So having increasing enrollment is increasing from 40 to 59, which is an increase of 19 students. I think right now it just says it's increasing by 19 students. I want to put all of the numbers in that. And then additionally, under the conditional, the approval of one, I would prefer that we just removed beginning effective September 2025. That can kind of be conflicting with appeal dates and deadlines. So I would just prefer strike that out and continue on that sentence that it's been in, the existing school has been in operation for non-private nursery school by a conditional use permit since 1968. I don't think that's really relevant in the number one of the approval. So I think those are my changes. And again, these are just more clarifying points. So the record is very clear on some of these matters. I'm not going to add, Erin only included the standard conditions of approval as part of the project, and I'm not going to add any conditions of approval. With that, this project is approved. Please note that this decision is not final and can be appealed within the next 8 business days. Thank you.